day if you listen to the show. And I'm going to sign off because I have to right now with one of their songs from their album Ghost Wolf Mother Hawk Prairie Unicorn Lion Lioness. That's right. That's the name of the album. And the track is titled Knife in the Heart. You listen to the Discorder Radio Show. Wade was here with us today too, and he just had to leave really quick, so he didn't have a chance to say goodbye. But he says goodbye, and he will be here with me next Discorder Radio Show. That's February 15th. So until then, I'll leave you with Tyranno Horse. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and it has been a long time. My name here is Anita B, and this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's been a long time. Another month or so since the last time I did this show. My last show, which would have been 2 weeks ago, was filled in. And what time is it now? It's 6:39. And I was going to tell you that it was filled in by the lovely Long John Tanner. Yes. So thank you very much. He's a classic, so you can't go wrong with him as a fill-in. And this show, by the way, focuses on Canadian music. And yeah, I'm here until 8 o'clock. So I'm here, as I mentioned, every second week. And if you listen, the weeks I'm off, you'll be hearing Shameless, and that's with Jonathan B. All right. So what do we hear? We heard a band out of Vancouver. They're called Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth have been around for a really long time. They really have. I can't tell you what year, but back in the day when I was in a band, they were around. And I have a slight connection to this band. Okay, and it goes like this. Okay, so my really good friend, my really good friend's friend's boyfriend, and or now husband, possibly they could be married, is in the band Elizabeth. His name's Rory. So hi, Rory. You've met me before. This is Anita. And so there's that connection. And the name of the song we heard is called POUM or POOM. I don't know, POUM. And their new album out is called Hazards, Horrors, and Liabilities. All right, there you go. Now, this is SoCan Radio Logging Week, which is not, I can't imagine anybody's favorite week, let me tell you, because basically what you have to do is not only do you fill in your regular log sheet here at the station, which is whatever, then you have to do another one. It's a big old pain in the ass. Like, you have to like list the length of songs, what time the song started, who was the composer. Now, this is where it gets kind of tricky, because you're looking at these CDs and you're going, okay, let's see. You always have to look for possibly the copyright, or it's because not every band writes the songs. Keep that in mind. A lot of bands have like one or two songwriters. And if you're lucky, you get the situation where there's like multiple songwriters and you have to figure out who wrote that song of the many songs. So it's just like a lot of sort of running around mentally. Whatever. That's okay. I can handle it. I'm only here till 8. Yes, I am. Anyways, what can I tell you? Well, let's see. We've got some new music out. So look at this. It's new music night. And you want to know why it's new music night? It's because I still kick it old style. I really do. I have a box of CDs at home. I know. It's like my little case of CDs. And every time I come out to do my show, I mix them around and I put in more Canadian CDs and whatever. So as I'm on my way in my car driving here to UBC, I was like, I look over and I'm like, why is my book bag in the car? And then I'm like, oh, don't tell me my CD case is not. Instantly, I knew that due to autopilot, I just took my work bag. I was like, yeah, look at that. And neglected to bring the case of CDs, which is what I should do. So therefore, the positive of that is that every song I'm going to be playing tonight is not anything I own and or probably am that familiar with. So good. So this forces me to expand my borders now, doesn't it? Yes, it does. All right. So yeah, this is CITR, by the way, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Now here's a band that I've seen the name of forever. They're okay. Three words in. Now the way I've always mentally read it is medias res. So in medias res. And I had no clue what it means. I just thought, well, they're just trying to be, you know, I don't know, witty or clever, and they're trying to just make up weird words. So I always thought in media is res, and I'm listening to good old CBC, and then the host of the show, the new music girl, was like, in medias, she called them in medias res, and I was like, oh no, in medias res, okay, well, I don't know. So I'm assuming she's correct. But long story short is who we're going to be listening to, in medias res or in Medias Res, and they have a new album out. It's called It Was Warm and Sunny When We First Set Out. Now, this album, which is totally new, is of significance to me and should be to all of you, because this was actually recorded by, it was mixed by JCDC. So that's John Collins and Dave Carswell, which is very cool. Now, if you don't know who they are, well, you should, first of all. But they are John Collins, bass player in Nardwar's band in, what are they called? The Scoblins, I suppose. The Evaporators. And he also is the bass player in the New Pornographers. And then Dave Carswell is the guitar player in The Smugglers. So there you go. All right, so let's listen to something from these guys. And their stuff is good, so I'm kind of excited here. Okay, so we're going to hear the song we shall be hearing is called, let's just maybe me double check this. Yep, we're going to hear song number 5, which is called Slow Motion Clarity. That's it. This is a band either pronounced in medias res or in medias res. I don't know. And CITR, that's the station.
become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Yeah, right.
All right, I got to say, I really like that. That's some new stuff. That's some new music. And Val is here. That would be Val Cormier. Her show's on after mine, which is at 8 o'clock. So anyway, she walks in and I'm playing this stuff. I'm like, I like these guys. They're really good. She's like, who are they called? I'm like, the Great Northern Way. And then she's like, no, they're not. They're the Rat Silo or Rat Silo. And I'm like, no. And then we're looking at this CD and we're like, I don't know. I'm thinking it's like Rat Silo. And then we were like, I don't know, because the two names are... Well, there's two sort of phrases on the front of this album. One says the Great Northern Way, the other one says Rat Silo. In my head, I thought the Great Northern Way would be a better name for a band than Rat Silo, but whatever. So apparently I looked it up and they are actually called Rat Silo. That's you could see how much I know. Me being a need to be here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And yes, so that band is awesome actually. So I'm flipping through these Canadian CDs here at the station, and I usually know more about the music. Like, I usually know the names of the bands I'm playing, except for, as I just explained to Val, on my way to the station, I grabbed the wrong case, the wrong bag, which was not my case of CDs, which I had ready by the door. I took my book bag, so I don't have any of my CDs here, but that's okay. Because there's lots of music here at the station, and it's all labeled Canadian, so I'm kind of just having a good old field day discovering new stuff. So you know what? I like these guys a lot, and I'll be playing some Rat Silo again. Isn't that awesome? Sometimes mistakes, you know, move you forward, don't they? All right, now, it is almost 7 o'clock, and I'm going to play us some more stuff here, of course, because that's my job. And I found this CD, which looks like fun. Now, it's a compilation, and it's from... Oh, my foot's stuck. Okay. It's from the radio station CJSW, which, if I'm not mistaken, is the radio station in Calgary. Yes, it is. It is CJSW. And they have a compilation called Tunes for Baboons. These are live sessions from the radio station, and there's lots of stuff on here, tons of fun stuff. So let's see, I think I'm going to play us something from, well, Wood Pigeon for sure. I like that band. And I'm going to play us BJ Snowden. She's really good. So I'm going to play us maybe something from that. Oh, the SSRIs, they're good. Why don't we start with that? Why don't we start with the song from Wood Pigeon? All right, now let's make sure I've got the right CD here. And if I'm seeming like I'm not really organized, well, I'm not the most organized individual to begin with. But more importantly, today, the deal is it's always the fun SOCAN log sheet fill-in day, which so basically you have to do twice as much work. And then Val comes in and I'm chatting with her about God knows what. And then, you know, before I know it, song's over. Okay, so let me move on here. We're going to hear the song from the band Wood Pigeon, and if I'm not mistaken, I think Wood Pigeon are from Toronto. You can Google it, but I think they're from Toronto. This song we're going to hear was recorded on March 29th, 2011, at the Calgary station, CJSW, and it's called And As the Ship Went Down, You'd Never Looked Finer. Oh, excellent. All right, so sounds kind of like something Modest Mouse would name their songs from their 2007 album, All About Ship Sinking. Which I love, by the way. It's one of my favorite albums. But they're not Canadian, so I can't play them. So, anyways, let's move back on over to Wood Pigeon. Let's hear this song. And 7 o'clock. The station is CITR 101.9 FM. And this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Cold winds blow. take over me. That won't get you safe over me. That won't get you safe over me. Oh no.
Up Inventors, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Racketeer. back in full force. This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last. Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies. Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Shotsy, please.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
It is almost the
just hardly the case.
I got my mother's advice and my father's attention to every single detail. And if logistics should fail, well, we get over it. I got the most important line. No, I've got the most important line for you. I know I've got the most.
drowned all the fishes in the water, and I think I stopped at five. I felt the burning on the sole of my feet, and I hope to God I get out alive. Get out alive.
Are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right, that was something that I haven't played in a long time. That was something from the Leamington, Ontario band, which Leamington is the southernmost town in Canada. Did you know that? With a population of about 15,000 or so, maybe 18,000 by now, located in Essex County, on the shores of Lake Erie, and it's not far from my hometown of Windsor, Ontario. And now my dad actually is from that area, like you care. So anyways, that was the Sun Parlor Players. And we heard the song called The Detroit River is Alive. And that was from their 2007 album called Hymns for the Happy. And what else can I tell you? That was that. All right, so I'm doing these, like I keep talking about this. Like I'm doing these 2:42. I'm doing these SOCAM playlist radio log things. And you have to like write the duration of all the songs. So you have to know everything, like how long the songs are, write them all down. What time did you start playing said song exactly, blah, blah, blah. Speaking of said, before the Sun Parlor Players, we heard a band called Said the Whale. And they're out of Vancouver, and they have a new EP out. It's called New Brighton. And the song we heard is called, as I'm typing this out, Lines. L-I-N-E-S, Lines. So let me do all that as I talk to you guys. Lines. And I don't know who the composer or author is. I'm assuming it's Said the Whale, because I don't know. You have to understand, SOCAN is this, I guess, government-sponsored agency, which is, well, I guess they give out royalties to bands, which is awesome for bands, like... I've gotten some SOCAN checks, let me tell you. But as part of it, you need to list who the songwriter is, and not every band shares their songwriting, I guess, credits and all that equally. So it gets confusing from the point of view of a band. And sometimes when bands start out actually writing songs equally, meaning they all take credit and everybody gets, like, if it's a band of four, they each get 25% of the royalties, then things are good, until people start to go, well, I wrote 42% of that song, and then lines get drawn in the sand, don't they? Anyways, always the types of things you, I guess, come across if you become a big time rock star. And there you go. All right, so before Said the Whale, we heard two songs from, I believe they're from Toronto, the band Wood Pigeon. We heard they have a new they have a new album out. It's called For Paolo, And we heard the title track from that one. And then they also, we heard something from a compilation. The song before that, the other Wood Pigeon song, was from a comp called Tunes for Baboons. And it's live sessions from CJSW 90.9 FM, which is a Calgary station. And there we go. The song we heard there was called And As the Ship Went Down, You'd Never Look You'd Never Looked Finer. Yes. All right. My name's Anita B. And this is my show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here until 8, so I don't know, 36 minutes or so. And until then, we are going to, listen to some more Canadian music, won't we? So let's continue. Let's hear some more stuff from this compilation, which is called Tunes for Baboons. And we could check out the song from, we can listen to the song from BJ Snowden. Now, BJ Snowden and my friend Amy actually went on tour together. Isn't that fascinating? Now, BJ Snowden is, if I'm not mistaken, from the States. She appears to be kind of a middle-aged black lady. I'll be honest, I don't think I've ever seen her play. My friend Amy. So Amy, this would be Amy Honey, who's awesome, who now lives in Halifax. Well, near Halifax. She used to live here, of course. And let me just find the song first. I'm trying to do three things at once. I found it. The name of this BJ Snowden song, by the way, is called In Canada. And I don't know what else to tell you. So let's check this one out. And this one goes out to my friend Amy Honey. I'm sure she's not listening because she's all the way in Halifax. She's in like someplace outside of Halifax, not far away though. On the coast though, she bought this, she has this beautiful little place and she looks like a happy girl. So good for her. Her and Mandrew. Anyways, BJ Snowden is here and the station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, BC.
When you see the people welcome you and me, it is a home away from home. It's Canada and Canada and Canada. Folks treat you like a queen and Canada. Never will be mean in Canada. They treat you like a king. You feel welcome. It makes you want to sing. Newfoundland, Nova Scotia is always green. The scenery is like a dream. And PEI water's blue and clear. And Canada is really near. And Canada, folks treat you like a queen. And Canada, they never will be mean. And Canada, they treat you like a king. You feel welcome. It makes you want to sing. New Brunswick and BC coastal shores, Manitoba and Ontario lakes are wide. The rivers do flow from side to side. And Saskatchewan, where? Canada and Canada, folks treat you like a queen. And Canada, they never will be mean. And Canada, they treat you like a king. You feel welcome. It makes you want to sing. You see West Edmonton Mall,
where farm parks and stores stand tall. You see the ice rink glow, to the water parks kids can go. Where? In Canada. La da dee da da da. In Canada. La dee 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 dee. In Canada. Whoa ho ho ho. Canada, Canada. Canada, Canada. Canada. In Canada.
Born Wesley Williams, Maestro Fresh West is a Canadian rapper born in Toronto on March 31, 1968. Known to some as the godfather of Canadian hip-hop, Maestro owns both the best-selling Canadian hip-hop single and album of all time, each of which were the first to be certified gold, with his track Let Your Backbone Slide and debut albums.
Let's take a closer listen to Maestro Fresh West's hit single Let Your Backbone Slide. This PSA was brought to you in Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM. Sudden High Fever. Debut Fever live at the Rickshaw is nothing of the sort. This six-member band from Los Angeles combines Cambodian pop music with psychedelic rock. February 10th, Timber Productions is proud to present Secret Chiefs 3 and Dengue Fever live at the Rickshaw. Tickets will be available at the door or in advance at Highlife, Northern, Tickets.com, Red Cat, or Zulu Records. For more information, visit liveatrickshaw.com. You don't want to miss Secret Chiefs 3 and Dengue Fever live at the Rickshaw, February 10th.
temper tantrum, foolish little boy, making things out of words, hiding scars with makeup. The future will expose us. I'm turning myself in, I'm turning myself in. Once upon a time, you fell down a hole, got tricked into thinking that you're made out of gold. You're looking for answers, well, look to nature. Chimps eat each other, yeah, chimps eat each other.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was something from the local band SSRIs, and that was another song that we heard from this new compilation, which is entitled Tunes for Baboons, which is live sessions from CJSW, the Calgary College radio station. And that song that song from the SSRIs is called Clay-Faced Meat Boots. All right. What else do we hear? Before that, we heard from Sloan from their Navy Blues album, Money City Maniacs. I'm trying to remember the name, the year that album came out. I don't have it on me. I want to say like 1999. I think it was 99. That was exactly the year that I kind of stopped being into Sloan. So whatever. All right. And then before Sloan, we heard two songs from the D'Urbervilles. This is a band who now are based out of Toronto, if they're still around. And I say that because Diamond Rings, which is the lead singer guy's other band, seems to have taken precedence over the D'Urbervilles, but I'm not sure. They could be just on a hiatus. Anyways, we heard the song We're Blowing Up and We Are the Hunters. And they are initially, two of the guys, I think, were from Oshawa. Then they went to the University of Guelph, which is my alma mater, by the way, where they formed the D'Urbervilles. Now, I do believe they're back in Toronto, but they kind of were around playing in Guelph. So they're kind of like a Guelph band. And, that's that. Now, I am done here in about 11 minutes, at which point Val comes on, and Val's show is called Folk Oasis. So she's here for two full hours, 8 until 10. And then from 10 until 11, we have the show Sexy in Van City, which is hosted by Caroline M. So stick around for the action in the world of sex. Isn't that exciting? Who isn't excited by sex? Are there any true asexuals out there? I don't know. All right. So I guess I'll be back, people, in two more weeks, which is my regularly scheduled show. I'm here every second week from 6:30 until 8. And this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That is correct. So let's move on. I've been playing a lot of these guys. I have had a resurgence in listening to the New Pornographers. Yes, I have. I really can't stop listening to them. I don't know why. I'm a jogger too. I have been jogging a fair amount. I have. And today was a nice day. So anybody out there who likes to run knows that, especially in Vancouver, if the sun is out and it's not raining in particular. I mean, obviously, as long as it's not raining, those are the times you need to go jogging, because otherwise, it's basically, you can go for like a week or two without getting your run in. Anyways, let's see. What shall we listen to from the New Pornographers? Let's see. I don't know. I'm looking at all these songs I can play. How about The Laws of Change? Let's try this song. All right. And, woo, holy moly. If I'm sounding like kind of, well, disorganized, it's because I really do have 8 things on the go. That's okay though. I'm not going to complain. Okay. So we're going to hear, what song did I say? I could play us. I like the song All for Swinging You Round. That's a good song too. But I said that I'd play us. Which song was that? Let's hear All for Swinging You Around. Yeah, that sounds good. All right. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And if I don't come on air to say goodbye, well, have yourselves a rockin' week or a couple weeks until I come back. This is The New Pornographers on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.